Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Summer's a-coming, and it's going to be warm today. It was warm yesterday. High today, 82, plenty of humidity, some clouds hanging around here or there, sun playing peekaboo. Highs of 84 tomorrow, humid. Then Friday, man, the hottest day of the week, hottest day we've had in a while. Highs between 85 and 90. Saturday, highs of 82 in advance of a cold front. And then rain likely on Sunday. They're saying a 60% chance for showers, highs of only 70, and then a cold front comes through and highs Monday of 74. But I keep saying you better treasure these days because they are dwindling down to a precious few. Leah Long joins us now, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Let me get this straight. Is it Leah or Lay?
It's Leah.
Leah, okay, I just want to make sure. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. But people do call me Lee or Lee or Lay all the time. So,
well, it's your name, damn it.
People.
It's your name. I'm going to pronounce it like you want, which is Leah. Tell me about small businesses. How are they doing in Louisiana?
Right now, you know, the optimism index just came out a few weeks ago. And right now, you know, it's not super positive. You know, it's better than it was, but they're dealing with inflation still, dealing with labor shortage, the quality of labor, and the rising cost of insurance right now. And so that's a big thing that they're dealing with and that we've been watching. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the legislature right now, and we're hoping to kind of combat some of those issues. But right now, you know, they're surviving, but it's not looking very good right now.
So what is going on in the legislature that small businesses are looking at that would be of benefit to them?
Yeah, so right now there's obviously a big one right now with insurance reform. There's a lot of bills that Commissioner Temple has put forth from the insurance side and packages, and whether it brings, you know, competition to the state to hopefully lower rates. That's one thing we've been paying attention to. There's different sunset laws we've been paying attention to. And another one is litigation, the lawsuit abuse reform. And, you know, it's really sad that small businesses actually bear the largest cost when it comes to litigation abuse. So there's a lot of insurance, lawsuit abuse reform that we're looking at. There's several worker comp bills, kind of update the workers' comp policies that we've been paying attention to and monitoring this session. There's several other ones, but those are the three biggest things right now.
What would that look like, when it comes to lawsuit reform? Because you see attorneys on TV saying, you know, if you get in an accident with a truck that's got or a company car that's got its name on it, soliciting lawsuits soliciting people that have been involved in accidents. I'll clean that up. And I know people that own businesses that say they're afraid to put the name on a truck or whatever because they're afraid that people will, and there are people out there to abuse the system that'll find a way to cause a collision. Are you hearing that from small business owners? And when it comes to reform, what would that actually look like? What is the law calling for?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can't drive, you know, 10 feet down the interstate without seeing a trial attorney billboard. So a lot of the reforms looking about, you know, I know Jack McFarland has a bill, direct action bills. And so allowing, you know, for small business owners, you go in and, you know, if a jury sees that you have a large policy, then they're more than likely going to kind of come at you, you know. And so I think that the direct action bill allows for the person to not be named and their insurance company to not be named also, just so that you can't go after them. And I think just making it, you know, a little bit where it's more business friendly versus the trial attorney friendly. And so a lot of the reform bills actually have to do with that, have to do with just, you know, transparency and litigation. There's a lot revolving around medical costs and actually, you know, charging what it is and versus, you know, inflated price. And so there's just several of those, and, you know, making it more business friendly versus, you know, attorney friendly, and where these businesses aren't afraid, like you said, you know, putting your name on a company car and then that company car gets in an accident. You know, it's a small business owner's worst nightmare. So a lot of those bills to kind of help make it more business friendly versus attorney friendly.
And the irony of that is some attorneys are small businesses, right?
That is true, unfortunately, you know, but there's a lot of small business owners that, unfortunately, a bad lawsuit case could put them out of business. And so that's really what it comes down to, you know, and we don't want that.
What's going on with the availability of employees and people? You know, COVID, I was talking to a previous guest about this, but it really is amazing when you go back and look at what happened with COVID and how it changed the country, how it changed a state, any municipality. Did it change the workforce, like, permanently, or at least still the workforce is showing effects of COVID?
I mean, you know, I think we've kind of moved on from the COVID aspect of it, but there's still people that, you know, there's job openings everywhere, small businesses, big companies. I mean, people have not fully went back to work, and if they have, there's still the labor quality shortage issue, and that's been a big thing, too. Minimum wage bill was up last week in labor and it died, which, you know, we were opposed to that bill anyways. But it's one of those things that we need to get people back to work. We need to invest in workforce development and be able to create a higher skilled workforce for these small business owners to hire. And so, you know, they are dealing with that, the labor shortage, labor quality, but also kind of comes back to, you know, compensation when it comes to these insurance, health insurance rates, auto insurance, you know, property insurance. These small business owners are already paying so much that to be able to make their bottom line work, you know, they want to offer a great compensation package, health insurance package to their workers, but they also have to survive themselves. So, you know, there's a lot of those three things going on in the legislature that hopefully will make it easier for a small business owner to operate and to, you know, create a great environment for their employees. And so we're hoping that helps with, you know, the labor quality and shortage issue also.
I will pick it up here. We come back talking to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. You can follow her on X or Twitter at LDL96. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. I just followed you, and it looks like you're a margarita connoisseur, right?
Unfortunately, yes. That is one of my favorite things.
Well, good for you. Frozen or on the rocks?
On the rocks, no salt.
Look at that. You are a connoisseur. No salt? Wow. 720, no. Traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the state of small business in Louisiana, how they're faring, some of the bigger challenges and issues. And we've talked about inflation. We've talked about the labor quality and, I guess, the not just the shortage of people applying for jobs, but people being prepared for the jobs. Are there specific fields, Leah, that is lacking, where they're lacking candidates for employment?
You know, I wouldn't say there's specific fields, but, you know, every business has their own, you know, their own segment that they're looking to fill. What do you think about a small business? A small business employee, actually, you know, they play a lot of roles. A lot of the small businesses, in fact, are probably around 15 or less employees in Louisiana, which they range from, you know, 1 to 500 employees, but most are around 15 or less. So they're playing a lot of different roles, and you want to make sure that employee is skilled and can handle, you know, different aspects of a small business. And you know, I do know that there's a lot of people, you know, in the retail segment and the restaurant segment, you know, just filling those roles.
Somebody texted in about resources available and NFIB specifically for people that are looking to start small businesses. Does it change the challenges that people that are looking to start a small business face as opposed to people that are already in business?
Of course, it comes with the challenge just opening a new business in the economy that we're in right now. It's a little unpredictable with inflation, but you know, there's a lot of resources out there, whether it be in your local college areas. I know for a fact, you know, St. Tammany Corporation, I'm from the North Shore, so St. Tammany Corporation, I know, offers a lot of benefits for people wanting to start their own business. And so I think you still have a lot of resources out there. It just may be a little bit harder in today's economy than it was, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago before COVID. But I mean, you know, that's one thing we did see after COVID, the fact that a lot of people were unhappy working in the jobs that they were. So they actually did, in fact, open their own businesses. They can kind of control that a little bit more versus working for someone else. And so I think people that want to own a small business and want to open up their own business are still going to do it. It just might be a little bit more difficult. But if you talk to small business owners, you know, they're the backbone of the economy. So there's not a small business owner out there that's going to say, no, I regret owning my own business or building my own business, because it benefits them personally too.
I don't think a lot of people realize what it takes and what small business owners go through in risking their capital. And sometimes they're viewed as robber barons and the employees. I look at it, Leah, as the owner of a small business is like dad, right? Because you can't give it all away at our mom. You can't give it all away at one time because there won't be anything left. And you got to make sure that the business operates profitably so you can continue to employ people. When it comes to people that are interested in getting into business, opening a small business, is now the time, or would you advise them to wait?
You know, it's one of those things people always joke, you never know when it is a good time to have kids. People always joke like that. I think this applies here. You know, you never know when the perfect time is going to be to open a business, but if you want to do it, then do it. You know, people will scare you with inflation rates, with labor shortage, labor quality, but, you know, it's one of those things that if you're going to open up your own business, you're going to risk it all to do that. And so anytime, I think, is going to be the time to do that. You know, because you're always going to face a challenge regardless of, you know, what the inflation rate is or what the unemployment rate is. You're always going to face those issues as a small business owner.
You know, I see from your Twitter feed that you're a golf fan and you know, look at the Masters tournament. You got Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, rich beyond his dreams. And now he's going to screw it up by having kids. Just kidding. Yep. It's just a joke. I'm just kidding. Final thoughts before we let you go about small businesses and the likelihood of serious tort reform coming out of this legislative session.
You know, we have a lot of new freshman legislators. We have a new administration. And, you know, if you talk to other people in the industry, that we think this is the time to make some significant changes. And so that's what we're hoping for, but we're lobbying for at the Capitol. And that's what our members want after polling them and balloting them to see what they wanted done this session. And those three things are a big thing. So we're going to hope that happens and, you know, hope it helps small business owners and makes it easier to own a business and operate a business here in Louisiana.
Thank you, Leah. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Leah Long, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Sarintha Strickland, Executive Director of the Jefferson Ready Start Network, about early child care in Jefferson Parish. Some are saying it's broken, and can businesses help fix it? And then right before that, I'm going to give you the password of the day to win Jazz Fest tickets for the first weekend of Jazz Fest. So stay tuned for that. Right now, we pause, as we always do, at the top and bottom of every hour for WWL First News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.